familiar with Korach's rebellion. I think we did that probably in years past, last year. So we're going to do today Korach's death. Okay? So we'll begin in Perek Tet Zayin. Okay? There are green chairs in the office. Everybody has green chairs in the office. Okay? Perek Tet Zayin. Okay? One second. Pasuk. Let's start with Chaf Gimel. Perek Chaf Gimel. Okay. So God wants to destroy all the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Don't destroy them all." Okay. Actually, we'll start in Chaf. We're not going to spend too much time on it. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor. Perek Tetzayin, Perek 16, verse 20. So we all know Korach and Datan and Aviram are rebelling, and they have a group of people with them, and the 250 men also with them, right? Why should you be in charge? How come you have control? We should have control. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them to do? And we're going to get, this is an important detail. What he's going to do is say, okay, you guys think you should be in charge? I'll tell you what. We'll have a sort of, I'm going to say it this way, a competition, but it really was not. Right? All of you, do you know what he told them all to do? All of you take fire pans and make ketoret. Everyone makes ketoret, and Aaron will also make ketoret at the entrance to Ol Moed. And whoever God chooses, that'll be the one that God, that the Rebbeinu Shalom chooses. Okay? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor. One second. Okay. Hibadlu mitoch ha'idah hazot va'achale otam kiraga. Hibadlu, hibadel, from the word havdala. Hibadlu.
Differentiate.
Separate yourselves from this eidah ra'ah, from this don't put her on the spot. Right, separate yourself from this community.
We did that.
And I will destroy them in an instant. And they fell on their faces, Moshe and Aaron, and they said, El Elhei Ruchot L'chol Basar, the God of all spirits of all flesh, Ha'ish Echad Yechta Va'al Kol Ha'idah Tiktov, should one man sin, and your anger, your wrath, should be brought out on the entire community? What's the answer to that question?
It's like a repeating theme.
We're going to talk about that theme today. What's why?
Why is it repeating?
Yeah.
We went through this with Noah.
What do you mean? The whole world was destroyed.
Sodom.
Yes.
Right. But
what?
With Noah, there was nobody worth.
Ha'ish echad yechta. No, but this is the opposite. There, everybody was bad and trying to find 10 good people. Here it's the opposite. What's the answer to that question? Ha'ish echad yechta ve'al kol ha'idah tiksof?
Well, they weren't doing
it. It's a rhetorical question?
Yeah.
Really?
He had problems.
God is ready to, one second. The Holy One, blessed be He, is ready to destroy the entire Jewish community.
He can't do that. He's not asking the question.
Okay. Well, so the very fact that you're saying that, Rina, doesn't that raise a question to you? Here, God is going to do something. We're not talking about your sister. God is going to do something, and Moshe is coming to God and saying, "You can't do that."
No, that's not what you should.
That's his job.
That's his job.
What's
he,
it?
He's the defender of Am Yisrael.
He's the defender of Am Yisrael. So then what's the answer to the question?
And everyone in Israel is responsible. Ha'ish
echad yechta ve'al kol ha'adam
eidat
tiktov. What's the answer to that question?
He had followers and they didn't.
What's the answer to that question?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Clearly the answer is yes. You're saying it's rhetorical. I don't think it's rhetorical at all. I think it's a very accurate question. Can one man sin and cause the destruction of the entire community? Yes. Who is that man?
Korach.
One second. Usually. Who is that man? Can one man sin and cause the destruction of an entire community? In general. Yes. Who would that person usually be? Who would you have to be in order to bring the wrath? The leader. Correct. One man sins, and the entire community goes down. We have examples of this, I mean, in everyday life, clearly. Right?
Yeah, despotic.
Look at a despot. Or look at a ruler. Let's say a king decides, and the king of Macedonia decides, I would like to now take over, you know, whatever the next thing over from Macedonia is. And he decides that he sends all his people and they get slaughtered. What happens to the king? He's still eating breakfast the next day. What happens to his country? They're all dead. Look at Pyro. Look at Iran. You know what I'm saying? It's not each, not one person, but that one person has the ability to influence and cause great destruction. Yeah, the answer is yes. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case? Wait. What's that? To be reasonable or unreasonable?
It is reasonable to destroy an entire nation if it's not the leader.
We already said that it is.
No, but you said only for the leader.
A leader can sin.
Korach was a leader.
Wasn't Korach a leader? Korach had followers.
Of his group.
And? You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, we think that it's not fair that that one person should sin and everybody's punished. But it is fair, because that's the way it works. And so what's Moshe... You don't think so?
It works how it does mean it's fair.
What?
It works that way doesn't mean it's fair.
1 second.
Okay,
fair. 1 second. What's fair? We're using a word, I guess. Fair is not a very good choice of words. It's not fair or not fair, it's just the way that it is. Correct? It's not fair or not fair, it's just life. Right? Is life, you know what I'm saying? You send your kid to Gan. Everybody else sends their kid to Gan. One person sins and sends their kid to Gan with lice, chickenpox, the flu, you pick it, right? Whatever it is. Okay? Ha'isha chad yechta v'al kol ha'idah yitzop. The answer is, every parent has lice. What? How could you do that? That's the way it is. That's the way of the world. So is the way of the world fair or just real?
Fair really means it's all I'm not getting
what
I want.
What?
Fair really means I'm not getting what I want.
That's not, is that really? That's the definition of fair?
When your kids turn around and go, it's not fair. I'm not getting what I want.
Right.
And if it is fair, I am getting what I want.
Is nature fair or nature is just nature?
It's fair in the next world, not in this world.
Ah, very good. Okay, now we're going to... This is exactly where I wanted to get to, so I'm glad we discussed it. We're going to talk about natural versus supernatural. In the natural world, and the way the world works, we have the ability and the power to influence those around us, even if they are, quote-unquote, innocent. Lo aleinu, I happen to live in an apartment, and my apartment mate smokes. It was a very easy example. Am I smoking? No, he's smoking. But I'm breathing in his air. My apartment mate doesn't have physical smoke, but he has spiritual smoke. Okay, he's doing things that are bad. He acts in a certain way. He speaks in a certain way. Am I the one that's acting negative? No, but I'm breathing his air. My apartment mate gets sick. I get sick. This is the way of the world, the way of the natural world. We are connected to those who are around us. We are even more connected to those who lead us. They are responsible for us, and we are subject to their behavior. Right? If our leader, if the person that we chose, or maybe not even didn't choose, if the Rosh HaMotzah decides, you know what? Forget all this. I'm not spending any more money on that stupid biyuv, and the people would just suck it up. You know what happened? What? In a few years you would, and until then?
We don't have that issue.
And until then?
We'd all get sick.
We'd all, yeah, we'd suck it up. Correct.
And we'd be responsible.
That's right. You'd be responsible, he'd be responsible. You didn't know, you didn't,
because we didn't move.
Right, whatever. Not so simple. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Okay? So the question is a deep question. What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking God? He's saying to God, which way do you want to deal with Klal Yisrael? Because when God clearly, if nature is the course, then God, then what happens? And the answer is yes. But if divine or supernatural is the course, then what's the answer? No. What's the most perfect example of this that we all know of in Jewish history?
Yes.
It's Mitzrayim. Excellent. See, I mean, Mitzrayim, Pesach is exactly, I just realized this. Pesach is exactly the example of the supernatural versus natural. Right? It's exactly that example. The mashchit goes out. We're going to see, right? The destruction emanates, spreads. But somehow, Hashem is Pesach, God Himself. No nature, no divine, no messengers, no emissaries. Only God. And God chooses specifically which yes and which no. It's the exact opposite of what we would expect. Exactly the opposite. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. God, you're in the middle. This is Klal Yisrael. This is Jewish people. You can't do that. You can't. That's not how we run things here.
But we also believe on a daily level that there is there's not Yetziat Mitzrayim, direct hand of God, and we don't really believe in miracles, but we do believe that we don't just live naturally and that Hashem intervenes in ways that we, like Purim, in hidden ways, but it's not...
We'll come to that. We will come to that. We'll come back to that. Correct. What does that mean for us? How does that affect how we live our lives? So then what does he say? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Okay, so God says, He answers. Daber el ha'ida lemor, speak to the people. He'alu misaviv mishkan korach datam va'aviram. He'alu, la'alot. What is a ha'alot? Ha'alot, rise up. Meaning what? They are down. You have to remove yourself. You have to bring yourself back up. Okay? Vayakom Moshe v'yelech el datam va'aviram. Moshe goes to Datan ba'Aviram, and the elders of Israel come afterwards. Vayidaber al ha'ida lemor. Suru na me'al ohale ha'anashim ha'rishaim ha'ela. Please, suru na. It's interesting language. Please remove yourselves from the camp or from the tents of these evil people. Ve'al tig'u b'chol asher lahem. Don't touch whatever belongs to them. Pen tisafu Bechol chatatam, chatotam, lest you be pentisafu. No, pentisafu gathered. Lesso. Pentisafu. How does he translate it? Lest you be
perish.
Lest you die.
So.
Oh. Yeah. Because of all this.
Really?
Wow. It's probably
pentisafu bechol chatotam. How does he translate that? Okay, what's wrong with that translation? And I'll tell you why it bothers me. You'll understand in a second why it bothers me. I can't explain it that way. Why? Because if I'm explaining that Moshe is going to pick out the good and the not good, then why would they be punished? Rather, what does Moshe really say, according to me?
He says collective punishment.
But I'm saying Moshe says to God, we're not doing collective punishment. God said, I'm doing collective punishment. Moshe says, no collective punishment. You're God. You can choose. You can pick and choose the good and the bad. So then why would Moshe tell them
to separate
themselves? God can pick and choose. So he says the reason. Pen tisafu bechol chatotam.
Lest
you be
counted as
drawn in, I would say.
No,
that's
I think God chooses. God will only destroy the evil, but you have to make it your point to disassociate yourself from the evil.
Also, he's telling the evil to disassociate from the good, not the opposite.
What?
He's telling the evil to disassociate from the good, no?
No.
And a Shimar Shima Ela. He's telling the...
Because
I was thinking Eda was the bad, you know, the...
So I'm thinking, right, I think that what it means is... What I'm trying to say is, lest they, if you associate with yourself with Korach, then tisafu, you become engulfed engulfed in chatotam.
You're a midrashic because there's no out there. You're the midrashic.
What is Tisafu? Right, okay. What is Chatotam? What is Bechol Chatotam?
Ah,
that was Eve. Very good.
Absorbed and become part of them.
Mm. One second.
Well, maybe Eidah is B'nai Israel and not Korah, because I'm seeing the alcohol Ha'eidah Tiktsof.
No, that's exactly what he's saying. Alcohol Eidah Tiktsof. So, and then God says, no, you're right. It's okay. Tell them to remove themselves.
So I think, let me just
make the point. I'll go on. What I think that Moshe is saying is not that you'll be destroyed because of their, but you'll be destroyed Bechol within their sinfulness. And you decide, which one do you want to be? Do you want to be with Korach? Do you want to associate yourself with him and then take responsibility? And then, of course, you'll die. Of course, at the end, it's going to be dying. Or do you want to remove yourself and remove yourself from their behavior and therefore not be destroyed?
But if you look at Korach and all of them die, the ground opened up and swallowed them. So on a physical level, they have to step away from them or they're going to fall.
Let's see. You're thinking earthquake. Don't think earthquake. Okay. ויעלו מהמזבח משכן כוח דתם ואבירם מסביב ודתם ואבירם יצאו ניצבים פתח אוהליהם ונשתם במני המטפם. One? Right. Korach's not there.
Mishkan
Korach datam ואבירם?
Right. It was there. According to Nachamuitzak, that was their headquarters.
Correct. Where is Korach?
He's not there. He ran away.
Right. Let me just ask what happened to Korach. We're going to talk about it. Oh, no. We won't talk about it. Vayomer Moshe. Okay, and this, so they're all Korach. Datan Aviram come out to stand up. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says, "Bezot pasuk kafchet. Bezot teidun ki Hashem shelachani la'asot to kol ha'masim ha'ele. In this way, you will know that Hashem sent me to do all these deeds. Kilo mi libi, because it's not from my heart. Kafchet. Im kumot kol ha'adam yimutun ele." If, like the deaths of all men, these die, upkudat kol ha'adam yipaked aleihem, right? Kudat, the counting of, but it really means the end of. Okay, every man. Wait, okay. Lo Hashem shelachani. I gotta get that screen fixed anyway. Yeah. God did not send me, but. But if God creates a creation, upatzda ha'adama et piha, the land, the earth, opens up its mouth, ubala otav et kol asher lahem, and it swallows them and all that belongs to them, v'yardu chayim sheola. What is sheola? What is sheol? You ever heard the term sheol? Sheol. Sheol is not grave. To the dark, deep depths of hell. Yes, that's what Sheol is. It's not grave. I'll tell you why it's not grave in a minute. I'll share with you a Gemara and Baba Batra in a second. V'yedatem ki ni'atzu anashim e'ele et Hashem. You will know that they have ni'atzu l'na'etz. They have repulsed. They have disgusted God. Okay? What is Moshe saying? He says it explicitly. He says, listen, understand, there's the way of the world, and then there's God. And then there's supernatural. There's natural, and then there's al-hateva. If they die a natural death, then they die a natural death, and you'll know that I made it all up. But if they die a special, unbelievable, supernatural death that you've never seen before, and you'll never see again, then you'll know it's not me, it's God. Okay? As soon as he finished speaking.
Is that a general rule?
What? Is that a general rule? No, this is a one-shot deal. Why? Why is it a general? Not a, why is it a general? Why is it not a general rule? Because in general,
Hashem doesn't, and the world is very, it's blurred.
Very good. In general, we live by nature. This is our conundrum. This is our challenge. In general, we don't have this way of life. This is only life in the Midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu. In general, when one person sins, when the leader sins, everyone is punished. In general, we do affect other people. In general, also for bad, but also for good. Did I just say that?
Yes.
Also for bad, also for good.
Yes.
Dear Lord.
It happens to all of us.
Oh my
here.
God. And I'm picking that for my children.
Yes.
You know what I did?
You translated.
What? I translated.
Right.
Also for the when our kids say it, they're like, no, we don't say that. That's not English. Yeah. Whether for good or for bad. Okay. Both for good and for
I
bad. Thank you.
Because it's October,
right. Gamzeba gamze? Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. The earth opened under them. And the earth opened it up, swallowed them and everything that belonged to them and all of their property and their houses. And they descended alive to Sheol. Right? You could just say they died, right? What's the big deal if they
didn't
swallow it up alive? Okay.
Sheol and
Sha'ul. No. Sheol is borrowed from God. Sheol is hell. You ever heard that? Isn't it an English term like that? You know, the depths of the Sheol. No? Okay.
Is it a fox? Is that also called?
Shu'al with an ayin. Shu'al. Lehem ha'aretz. Yeah. And they covered the ground. Vatovdu michotoch ha'kahal. And they were lost. Okay. So how did this thing happen? So it sounds like, so the Midrashim have two very different, so here's, I have a very different question. Did God tell Moshe to make up this death? Did God, Hashem, when Hashem talked to Moshe, like we don't have this communication, but Hashem say, psst, make them swallowed up by the earth. Tell him that one. It's good. You know, it's cool. Did Hashem tell him that? Or did Moshe remain and make it up on the spot? Could Moshe have said, lasers will come out of the sky and incinerate you instantaneously? What do you think? What does it sound like?
Maybe there's some kesher to what they did.
Mida kenegi mida. And that would be? That would be?
Why he chose that.
Right. Why did he? No, that, again,
so
yeah,
that would be the reason.
How does it sound like? Did it sound like Moshe made it up? Or does it sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do that?
I would assume that Hashem told him.
You would have, what? Hashem made it up. Which one?
I would say Hashem told him, because sometimes things happen that are so far beyond our reality until they happen. We can't even imagine it. And then it happens and we go, whoa. So
okay.
If we haven't had exposure to something like that before, why would I come up with that idea?
What does the language sound like?
But there's a whole thing in Tehillim about Korah that was written by Korah.
What?
His son.
Yes, there's a whole thing about the
experience.
Yes.
So maybe
it's in there somewhere. Maybe Moshe. Again, what is the look at the language of the Chumash and tell me what it sounds like to you.
Where?
In the Torah. I would start from Moshe's little speech to the people of Korah. Yeah, for most, again, I'm asking you. Everybody, hello, go drink coffee. Yeah. They're all like out of it. Like. No one? I'll repeat the question. From the language in the Torah, does it sound like Hashem told Moshe, this is what you should say to them? Or Moshe made it up, and Hashem did whatever Moshe said?
Well, Moshe said, separate yourself, and I will destroy them.
That's what God said to them.
Yeah.
That's what God said. But I'm asking you specifically about the interesting form of death. Why?
There's no indication of communication,
but I'll tell you what I'm really looking at. Okay, look at pasuk lamed. V'im bria yivra Hashem upatzta ha'adama epia. This and if, but I'm not talking about the im bria yivra Hashem. We're talking about the word that strikes me here is a creation. If God will create, what's bria is like creating something from nothing. If God will create a creation, and this creation is that the earth will open up its mouth. I mean, let's be honest. Are we talking about an earthquake here? Is an earthquake a divine creation? I mean, it's really cool if you could make an earthquake happen on command. That's impressive. That's very impressive. But is it? Is right? Is it unequivocal? Unequivocal? You know,
it's explained by nature.
Right. Anybody here a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah.
Your kids are, but did you see the Return of the Jedi?
did.
You did? The great evil Sarlacc. You know what I'm talking about? That, right, you know, Luke Skywalker is sentenced to death. He will be swallowed by this thing that grows in the ground.
Nobody got it from the tunnel.
What?
They got it from the tunnel.
Yes, that's exactly right. But that's exactly the point. Makat b'chorot is not something you can explain. There is no it's all from Hashem.
Right.
Nowadays what they would say is, well...
This creation is not natural.
What?
This creation is not natural.
That's exactly my point.
I saw an email about the whole special between made every time a president of America does something to Israel, all of a sudden there's a tornado or a hurricane.
Oh, come on. Okay, you know, I don't know. So the language sounds one way. The Midrash takes both sides. On the one hand, some Midrashim say, the Midrash says the following, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Be'otah Sha'ah, at that moment, Niftechu La'aretz Pipiot Harbe, many mouths opened. It wasn't one big, but rather, the earth opened its mouths, Shne'amar Bekerev Kol Yisrael, in the midst of all of the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Nechemiah says, "Vatitacha aretz piha." Whoa! In a second, it's only one mouth. Amar lo, "Heach ata mekayem bekerev kol haaretz." How do you understand in the midst? Meaning, do you think for a moment that, like, the people of Korach were all like, "Okay, all the guys of Korach, go over there."
Maybe
no, the Jews had to get away from them. You think the Korach guys said, okay. Well, you think they were all waiting in the headquarters? Says the Midrash, Ela shena'aseit aretz kimashvech. It became like a slide. U'mikol heichan shaya achad mehem nimtza. Anywhere one of the Korach people was, aya mitgalgel v'yored ibaimo. It was like, slide him up. Got into the mouth. That's what the Midrash says. You're not talking about an earthquake. You're talking about a horror movie. You know what I'm saying? Reminds you of like Dune, whatever. Like, and you just suck him in. You know, something coming up from below, sucking you in. What? Quicksand. Very good. The Midrash says there's another Midrash. I'm saying I gotta find it. I wasn't using this one much. I was in the 1 second. Where is it? The Midrash says, right, they were swallowed up, but they were swallowed up slowly. Wait, 1 second. I can't find it. Oh, here we are. Okay. Malamet haita haaretz niftachat b'tchilah kafi ovyo shel adam. First it opened up the width of the person's width. La'achar mikein kfafod raglei ha'adam. La'achar mikein niftachim ha'raglayim. Meaning, it swallowed them up slowly. Him yordim me'at me'at, and they go down. It's not like rather it's swallowing them. And what are they screaming?
Well, the Eastern Midrash Torah.
In addition to what else are they screaming?
And Moshe was right.
Moshe emet v'Torah to emet. You're right. You say they did tshuva. Is that what you meant? Laura, you said they did tshuva? Moshe, I mean, if you were slowly being swallowed up by the sand.
What? That's what I heard.
Right, that they said that. Okay, 1 second.
Bria still exists.
Does this Bria still exist? The other side of the Midrash is exactly the opposite. The other side of the Midrash says, this thing, it's actually a mission, I think, in Avot. This thing was created, 1 second, it was created in Maase Bereishit. Let me see if I can find it. 1 second.
Okay.
1 second.
Rashi disagrees. He says it's new.
Rashi said, where are you looking at?
Lamed.
Bria Chadasha. 1 second. Right. We know it's in Pergabot, right?
It's in the beginning of the last paragraph. The part K, where it goes through all the 10 things.
Right.
10 things this, 10 things that.
Correct. So the Midrash says, the Mishnah and Avot says, that on the sixth day of creation, a bunch of other things were created that aren't in the list. Yeah, one of them is the donkey of Bilam. What is there? One, a staff? The Mateh of Moshe?
The stick of Moshe, the rainbow, and the mouth of the earth.
Right. All these things were created in Sheshet Mei Bereishit, which is interesting. Very interesting way of looking at things. Okay.
The Midrash is always trying to, you know, support an idea.
Right.
So if you're saying it was completely unnatural, because, I guess, like, what I'm asking is, why would the Midrash take different viewpoints on this? Like, what are they trying to illustrate?
You're asking me a question that I haven't thought about. So I'm going to do what all teachers do.
Asking them.
What do you think?
That's why I asked the question.
What would the difference be? Let me think.
So what's the difference?
She's asking. I never thought about it. First opinion is that Moshe, the first one is easy. Right?
Yeah.
And the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the spot to show the power. No, I don't think necessarily just the God's power, but the uniqueness of Moshe. That Moshe can say something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to him that God will. Moshe said, "Hey, it's a good idea. I'll make that." Okay, that there's such intimacy between the two. And then the other one, what's the other side? Why does the Midrash meaning, and that to me is more pshat in the Psukim.
Yeah. Shot.
Right. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does the Midrash in Avot need to say the opposite?
It's not Moshe's role to start making up supernatural things, and so they're saying it was already there.
The other side, the only thing I'm thinking of is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is the world is supposed to have been created completely. So this word Bria Vayivra Hashem is right. It's very strange.
But those things.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So to say that God, that would mean that God had created the world. It was incomplete. It was on all the things that were needed in order for the world to function, had not been created yet. So I don't know. I have to.
But those.
You don't like that answer. You know why? I don't like that answer either.
I don't like it on a philosophical level, because then it's true. What's that argument that Hashem created the world and then left it to run on its own? I feel like
No. The difference between left it to run its own.
No, he has to make it open up.
He's yeah.
There, but he has to make it.
You understand? Anything? I think your question is good. It's better on the Mishnah Avot. Why say that?
With Pirkei Avot, don't say that those things that were created that are mentioned are all like they created Erev Shabbat, and we say that they like between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. They things that are like. They like almost supernatural, like almost
yes.
Supernatural things. So to me, that fits in well with the first explanation, because either way, it was a supernatural thing that.
Well, but what she's really asking is, when Chazal took a position, they're trying to convey an idea. What idea? I think that's what you're asking. What idea are Chazal trying to convey, in specifically saying that it was created Ben Hashmasho? I have to look it up. I'll look it up. Okay, and then forget about it for next week. I'll hope you forget and we'll move on. Okay. Of course, they're written in books. You think we're the first people to ask this question? This whole like Pirkei Avot is. I mean, I'm going to go to Pirkei Avot on that Mishnah and see what I can find. It's a good question. Okay. Where are we? So listen to this midrash. It's a pretty nutty midrash that, if all goes well, will freak you out. Okay, says the Gemara in Baba Batra. What Baba Batra says.
I hope this isn't going to be used during Mashiach.
It will scare you.
I'm thinking to myself, what's going to freak us out?
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay. Hold on a second. I apologize because I was using a different chumash when I prepared. I was in the shul, so I used their chumash, and now here we are. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, said Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Pa'am achat halachti bamidbar. I was once walking in the desert. V'nilvai lai socher yishma'eli. Some yishma'alite merchant came up to me. Amar li, he says, Bo ve'arelecha et blu'e Korach. I'll show you where Korach is subsumed. Ra'iti shnei beka'im ba'aretz. I saw these two like indentations in the earth. V'haya ashan mitamir v'olamehem, and smoke was rising from these like stacks, these vents in the earth. L'kach ha'socher gizei tzemer, So the guy, this Ishmaelite merchant, took these bundles of wool and he soaked them in water. And he stuck them in the edge of a spear. And he's just like, watch. He stuck them into the stacks. When he pulled them out, they were singed, they were burnt. Right? Something hot down there. Amar li hasocher. So he said to me, Hasketu shema. Shh, shh. Listen. Mata shomea. What do you hear? Shamati shahayu omrim. And I heard they said, Moshe emet vitorato emet. Dramatization mind. Right? Okay? I heard the voices. Amar li hasocher. So the socher said, Kol shloshim yom mahapech otam hagehenom kan bebasar bakalachat. They flip them every 30 days, like meat on the grill. V'hem omrim kach, and when they flip them, they say, Moshe emet, v'torato emet, v'anachnu bada'im. Moshe is true, his Torah is true, and we are liars. So when it says that they descended to Sheol alive, they never died. Freak you out? How'd I do?
It sounds so like Christian
burden. Sure does, doesn't it? Yeah. This is, it says, I didn't look it up, but it says it's a Gemara in Baba Basra Ayin Gimel. So I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's a translation, the Hebrew translation of the Gemara in Baba Basra.
There's lots of evil people in the Tanakh. Yeah. Like Ishmael and
Korach has a very special place.
They don't have this punishment.
Correct.
So is Korach in our
unique in his.
Yeah. Jewish, and it's not like we should.
Korach challenged divinity of Moshe Rabbeinu. He challenged the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Our entire.
Did you just say divinity?
The divinity of Moshe? Yeah, his chosenness from God. He said, "Why?" You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like that he was divine.
I mean, I don't know anybody else who spent 40 days without food or water on a mountain three times and survived. I have my own perspective on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was, do you know anybody else whose face shone like the sun? Anybody else who speaks face to face to God? Right, we say specifically, Moshe was a human being, but Lokam Kinavi Moshe was unique. Moshe was different. And we need to say that because without saying that, this book is just any other book. And if this book is any other book, this people is any other people. And then what do you have? To challenge that is to go to the essence of what it means to be a Jew. Anything else you say, you can be evil, you worship idols, you do go against God, you rebel. You understand what I'm saying? It puts Korach in a very unique place to come along and say that what Moshe said, i.e. everything else.
And this whole of Korach, can you come out?
What?
Can you come out already?
It's machloket. It's machloket. Gemara says, machloket between Rabbi Akiva, 1 second. What?
So how do they say that?
Gemara says, Matnita, Adat Korach eina atida la'alot. No. According to the first opinion, they're never coming out. Shneamar, Vatechas aleihem ha'aretz. They are covered over the earth. Ba'olam hazeh, in this world. Vayovdu mitocha kahal, and they're lost from the community. La'olam haba. Both in this world and the next world. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Alehem Hu Omer, Hashem Meimit Umechaye, God, He kills and gives life, Morid Sheol Vayal. And then there's a third opinion, Adakarach Emhem Chelek Leolam Haba, they have no portion in the world to come. And I gotta be honest with you, I have no idea what these things mean. Will they have Triyat HaMeitim? There's no Olam Haba, were they destroyed totally? I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? But it's a machloket. Did they ever get out of that? But it's very rare the things you can do that are so bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a special place in hell for the people, for the Korach and his band of merry men.
Suffering communities, one of them.
Well, we're not talking about, you know, like, they want the Ezra Nashim this high and you want it that high. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about something much, 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 much more.
No, I mean, an Api Korach. Like,
I don't know.
But can you question it? Not challenge it. Can you question it?
You question what?
Moshe.
Question Moshe Rabbeinu? A person who questions The validity of Moshe Rabbeinu as the prophet of God also questions the validity of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well,
you understand? I mean, this is one of the... One second. The answer is quite... Oh, your hands are full. Can you give me the art... There's an art scroll... where's our art? Any sitter. Any sidur. Okay, this is one of the Gimli Karim of the Rambam. Right? Rambam says that there are certain things... Simple hands are full. There are certain things that are... Hold on a second. Essential... That are essential truths that you have to believe in order to believe in Torah and Judaism. I mean, it's worthwhile to go through these things to be aware of them anyway. They appear at the end of the Siddur and then the Shachri. People say them. I never did. I don't know why. Show them my heart. Okay? Thank you. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima. Shenevuat Moshe Rabbeinu. Alav ha-shalom haita amitit. That the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was true. He was the father of all prophets, those who came before Moshe Emet v'Torato Emet. Right? Lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe od Navi u'Mabi. You understand? Like these are, if you question this, I'm not saying faith and doubt are very, very subtle things. To wonder doesn't mean you're an apikoros. To have flashes of, does not mean you're an apikoros. But to let that wonder and that questioning fester into outright questioning, and that's something that we can't control, I would say. It is something we can overcome. To say, I don't have the answers to all these questions. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know everything. And not everything indicates that I'm 100% confident, but I believe. That's what emunah is. That's okay. Yeah, is that what you were getting at or not really? Sort of. But yeah, I mean, and that's why the doubt of the seed of doubt or the questioning of the leadership of Moshe on behalf of Korach is so dangerous. Because without this, what else do you have? You have nothing. The Torah is just another book.
But what is that?
Which is so destructive to Judaism
that's
today.
That's like the oral tradition. That's
right. What's that?
Like, how would Jews then manifest without believing in Moshe? It wouldn't.
It would just be, it would be an interesting tradition. It would be a culture. It would be a way of life.
It would be latkes and donuts.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
between
you and me, this isn't where I was going, but this is what the vast majority of Jews believe. They don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. They think that we're naive. They don't believe in Torah Moshe. They don't believe in the Zugimli Karim. And this is one of them. God they can believe in. Do you believe in God? Yes, I believe. Do you believe that God gave the Torah to Moses on Sinai? Not that I don't believe. And that's what Korach was questioning. Who made you? God. Come on. I want to go on, because this is, I really want to get to my point, and I have, 10 minutes? What am I doing? 10 minutes? Okay. There's another story right after this. I'm going to skip a little bit. Okay, so Korach and his guys... One second. Vayetzi asha yatsa me'ed Hashem, v'tochal et ha'chamishim u'matayim ish makrivei ha'ketoret. A fire came from God and consumed those who offered the ketoret. Who didn't get consumed? Who was also offering ketoret? Very important to point out. No, Moshe did not offer ketoret. The 251 people offered ketoret on that day.
Aaron.
Right? God, Moshe said, you all take ketoret, Aaron will also take ketoret. 250 died. Aaron did not. Let's skip. Okay? Pasuk Vav. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. Vayilonu kol adat b'nei Yisrael mimacharat. The next day, the entire community of Jewish people complained al Moshe v'al Aaron lemor against Moshe and Aaron saying atem hamitem et am Hashem. Lamed Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. You killed the nation of God. So all the Jewish people the next day were complaining and saying, Moshe and Aaron, you killed them. Why? What does it seem like? Doesn't it seem like that? It seems like that. Why? Because Moshe said, I'll tell you what. If they die an unbelievably cruel death that I just made up, you'll know that it came from God. And what happened? It's exactly what happened. So it sounds like what they said. When they gathered up against Moshe and Aaron, and all Moed, they turned to them, The mount, the cloud came and covered them up, and the glory of God appeared. Vayavo Moshe Aaron al pnei el moed. Moshe Aaron came to the moed. Pasuk ten. Vayadaber Hashem Moshe lemor. Heiromu mitoch ha'ida hazot va'achale otam kiraga. Heiromu laharim. Raise yourself up. It's just very interesting. Before the Chazal all talk about, all the Mepharshim talk about, before the word was he badlu, and now it's heiromu. Just pointing it out. We're not going to go into it. Suruna, but was it in this parsha?
Yeah.
No, okay. No. Moshe said. Did Moshe?
Yeah. Moshe said from the Rishaim.
Yeah. One second. Moshe said.
He said that also.
Suruna. Very good. Very good. Okay. Vayiplom. They fell on their faces. Yud Aleph. Vayomer Moshe El Aharon. What should Moshe say to God? By the way, what should Moshe say to God? What would you expect Moshe to say?
Thank you.
No. What should he say? One second. Why didn't he say, who's the instigator? What's going on here? Why doesn't Moshe say the same thing? Ish echad yechtar ba'kol ha'idah tiktzov? Can't say the same. That's an old trick. Okay? Vayomer Moshe el Aharon. Kat et ha'machta v'tein aleha esh. Take the machta, the frying pan, the incense thing. Put on it coals. Me'al ha'mizbeach from the mizbeach. V'sim aleha ketoret. V'holech meheira el ha'eda v'chaper aleihem. Quickly, go to the community and be mechaper. Ki yatsa ha'ketzef milifnei Hashem heichel hanage. Because the anger has gone out from God, the plague has begun. And it had. And who did it strike? Tracy? Who did strike?
All these people who are complaining.
No.
That's a
no, they're dead. Who did it strike?
The old men.
No. Everyone. Vayikach Aaron kasher diber Moshe. Aaron did what he said. He took. Vayarat el toch ha'kahal. He ran. Meaning, what does that mean, he ran? Running means that time is of the essence. If time is of the essence, that means it's not good people or bad people. Everyone. The plague had begun. He gave the ktoret and he atoned for the nation. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the magefa stopped. So Rashi says, interesting, look at Rashi. Yud Gimel. Vaya, what?
He's a Kohen.
He's a Kohen. No, but he didn't touch them. He just stood. There's an unbelievable Rashi on Yud Gimel that is important to see, critical to see. Very, very famous Rashi, but also kind of a frightening Rashi. Achaz et hamalach vehemido al korcho. He grabbed the angel of death and held him against his will. I will not let you go. Amalo, amalach. Said the angel, Hanach li lasot stuchati. Get off of me. I've got a job to do. Amalo said, Aaron, Moshe tzivani la'kebed yadcha. I can't let you go. Moshe told me to hold you back. Amalo, ani shlucho shel makom. Ve'ata shlucho shel Moshe. You were sent by Moshe? Whoop-dee-doo. I was sent by God. Amar lo, ein Moshe amer klum b'libar l'mipi agvura. What, you think Moshe makes it up? God told him. Im ein ata ma'amin, hari ha-kadosh baruch hu Moshe, petach omoed, boi miushal. Tell you what, if you don't believe me, let's go ask. And that's how he stopped the magefa. What did the ketoret do? How did the ketoret atone? How did the ketoret stop the malach ha'mavet? Let's go back one Rashi. Look at Rashi on vechaper aleihem. Yud Aleph. How does the ketoret work? How does it atone? What did the ketoret do? By the way, think about the imagery of the ketoret. The ketoret is an incense. What happens when you place the incense on the fire? So what do you get?
Smoke.
Smoke, good. What does the smoke resemble that we just saw? Korah. No, no, no. What does the smoke resemble that we just read? When the smoke comes, then what do you get? How does it work?
Spreads.
It spreads out, and you get a blank of smoke.
Smoke
an anan, a cloud of smoke. No, the smoke straight up is in the mizbeach.
Like the magifa.
Like the? Like, right, it brings the shechina of God. It brings the presence of God. Look at Yudalev. Chaper alehem Rashi. Raz ze masach masalo malach hamavik she'ala lerakia. Moshe went up to, you know, he went up to the heaven. He had some conversations on the side. He didn't just spend 40 days talking to God, right? He met with some people. He had some, you know, some private meetings. The Malach HaMavet, for whatever reason, Malach HaMavet gave him this secret. Shaktoret otser amagefa. Ktoret stops the magefa. Ratza lomar, meaning, kishenitan rishut lamashchit. This is a principle in Judaism too. When the mashchit has permission to go forth, az ein mavchin bein tov vara. He doesn't ask questions. He destroys everything in his path. The ketoret does not save the evil. The ketoret saves the innocent. But that which God himself decreed, there is no getting away from it. Meaning, what does the ketoret do? The ketoret, I believe, I'm kind of making this up, but I think it's obvious. If it brings the Shekhinah, then what it does is it says to God, remove the natural, which does not distinguish, and impose the supernatural. But if we impose the supernatural, if you want God to really look at you, then you better be ready for that long, hard stare. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, where's Lori? She was asking before. Oh, shit. We live in a time where we live in a natural world. There is hashkacha, but there's also this sort of like, it's muddled. Is that the way you said it? It's muddy. It's unclear. Why? Because if we really wanted God to pick us out one by one and to give good to the good and bad to the bad, how well would we do? Not necessarily so well. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell the people of Korach, you know, I'm bringing you to your death. He said, offer ketoret. And whatever happens, happens. And 250 guys offer ketoret, and one Aaron offer ketoret. And apparently, only one of them knew how to use it, and it was on the level to bring kapara. The ketoret will work for anybody, if you have chosen and know how to use it in the proper way. It's a great power. It's the power to bring the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam directly upon you. But then, Masha Gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behedya, then God is looking at you and saying, okay, let's take a good look. And Ein Chachma Ve'Ein Tvuna. So in a sense, right, the muddledness is a bracha. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not looking directly at you all the time. I'm looking at all of you and kind of like deciding. Sometimes the mashchit goes out and you pay a price. But usually, it's like it's all good. Everybody gets the good. And we want to be in the simsum under everyone. That's why you notice. We always dive in a community. We always pray in the community. It's always good to be in the Eidah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why the language of Adah, Adah is also found in Shlach, but it's also found here, Adah. Ha'idah ha'ra'ah. Or, Kibadu mitoch ha'idah. You're always safe when you're in the confines of the community. And when you single yourself out, it could be very good.
I'm not here.
It could be very good if you can handle the burden. But it could be very bad as well. Right? And our job is to understand, to wield the power of we don't have the power of the Ketoret today. And when we pray to the Ribono Shel Olam, we're not asking, we ask for direct connection. Like, it's a great power. but you only use the power if you are on the level to use it. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to say, hey, Ribono Shel Olam, I've got an idea, maybe you could make this for me, and Hashem could do it. But the rest of us, when we say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, don't look at me. Do us a favor, look at all of us. And hopefully our prayers are answered. I'll stop here.